Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Election Commission appoints special observers in six states for upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses election rally at Rudrapur in Uttarakhand, reiterates commitment to make India the third largest economy. India condemns China for its repeated actions of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. 9 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh. Judith Suminwa Tuluka becomes the first female Prime Minister of Democratic Republic of the Congo. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to face Lucknow Super Giants in Bengaluru this evening. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission today appointed special observers in six states to provide critical feedback and vigilant oversight for a level playing field during the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The states are West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Bihar, where the population is more than 7 crores, along with Andhra Pradesh and Odisha, where the simultaneous elections to the assemblies are to be held. The special observers have been entrusted with the crucial task of supervising the randomization of personnel, security forces and voting machines, thereby preventing any attempt to subvert the democratic process and ensuring a level playing field. They will station themselves at the state headquarters and, if needed, in the areas where sensitivity is high or a necessary coordination is required. They will also seek inputs and coordinate with the regional heads and nodal officers of various agencies involved in monitoring activities. The special observers will have special focus in the border areas and work on border sensitivities in plugging the inflow of inducements. The Commission has also deployed special expenditure observers in Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Odisha to clamp down on money power in elections and strengthen the existing election expenditure monitoring. The special observers appointed are former civil servants with a brilliant track record of domain expertise and a past experience with election processes. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has reiterated the commitment to make India the third largest economic superpower in his third term. Addressing his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls in Rudrapur within the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar parliamentary constituency, the Prime Minister spoke about the steps taken by the NDA government for the development of the state.
आप जानते हैं कि मोदी ने भारत को दुनिया की तीसरी बड़ी आर्थिक ताकत बनाने की गारंटी दी है। लोगों की कमाई बढ़ेगी, लोगों को नौकरी के अवसर बढ़ेंगे, गांव हो शहर हो सुविधा बढ़ेगी और इसका बहुत बड़ा लाभ ये देवभूमि मेरे उत्तराखंड को भी होगा।
BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from Nainital Udham Singh Nagar parliamentary constituency against the Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. The Prime Minister criticised the Congress for neglecting national interests. Voting is to be held on 19th of April in the first phase for all the 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. A total of 83,37,914 voters of the state will decide the fate of 55 candidates contesting for 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. Later today, he will address an election rally in Kotputli under Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha constituency of Rajasthan. The Prime Minister will address the public meeting in Kotputli in support of the party's candidate from Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha seat, Rao Rajendra Singh. Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan will be held in two phases on 19th and 26th of April. The BJP today released a list of 112 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in Odisha. Jay Narayan Mishra will be the party candidate from Sambalpur, while Manas Kumar Datta will contest from Balasore assembly seat. Sitanshu Shekhar Mahapatra will fight from Bhadrak, and Krushan Chandra Patra from Day Kanal assembly constituency. BJP MP Ajay Nishad has joined the Congress. He was inducted into the party in the presence of party leaders Mohan Prakash and Pavan Khera in New Delhi. Ajay Nishad, who is an MP from Muzaffarpur in Bihar, was denied a ticket by the BJP in the Lok Sabha polls. In our series of covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Sambalpur seat in Odisha. Starting from 13th of May, simultaneous voting will take place for 21 Lok Sabha and 147 assembly seats in four phases. The constituency has seven assembly segments where a total number of 14,78,369 voters will exercise their franchise. Here is a report from our correspondent.
The Sambalpur Lok Sabha constituency in Odisha is gearing up for a high-profile contest after the ruling Biju Janata Dal BJD fielded its organizational secretary and sitting Jajpur MLA Pranab Prakash Das against the Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, the BJP's face in Odisha. The Sambalpur Lok Sabha seat is unique. No party can claim it as a stronghold. In the last three elections in 2009, 2014 and 2019, Sambalpur voted in favor of three parties, Congress, BJD and BJP. Candidates in the Lok Sabha elections. The unique candidates' vote margins were 9 to 30,000 during these three elections against their nearest rivals. Before 2009, when the BJD and the BJP formed an alliance, Prasanna Acharya, a BJD candidate, won thrice from Sambalpur Lok Sabha seat in 1998, 1999 and 2004. The Congress has not yet declared its Lok Sabha candidate for the Sambalpur seat. The Sambalpur seat will go to polls in the sixth phase on May 25th. Tapan Mohara, Akashvani News, Cuttack.
The Aam Aadmi Party today alleged that BJP is planning to arrest four more of its leaders in the coming months in the liquor scam case. Briefing media in New Delhi, party leader and Delhi Minister Atishi alleged that BJP is using central agencies to crush the AAP. She claimed that BJP approached her and threatened her with arrest if she didn't join them. She added that along with her, AAP leaders Saurav Bharadwaj, Durgesh Pathak and Raghav Chadha will be arrested in the next 2 months. The BJP has hit back at AAP on the allegation that Atishi was approached to join the BJP. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva termed the allegation as false. He said the entire Aam Aadmi Party was involved in the corruption along with the CM Kejriwal himself. In Chhattisgarh, nine Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today when a joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was on a search operation in Gangalur area of Bijapur district in Bastar division. Search operation in the area is still going on.
The encounter took place this morning in Gangalur area of Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. According to the IG of Bastar range, Sundar Raj K, on the basis of intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in this area, a joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was on a search operation. The exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists took place in the forest of Lendra at around 6 a.m. today. So far, bodies of nine Maoists have been recovered from the area. Apart from this, a light machine gun and a barrel grenade launcher along with a large quantity of weapons and explosives were also recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian response comes in the wake of China's provocative action of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. Yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had said that changing names does not have an effect. He said Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will always be a state of India. In some international news, the Democratic Republic of Congo appointed Judith Suminwa Toluka as the African nation's first woman prime minister. President Felix Tshisekedi of the Democratic Republic of the Congo made the appointment. He fulfilled a campaign promise and took an important step towards the formation of a new government after being re-elected late last year. The authorities face challenges including a worsening conflict and humanitarian crisis in eastern regions and the management of Congo's considerable mineral wealth. The Israeli parliament has approved a law giving powers to the government to ban the broadcast of TV channels, including the Qatari-owned network Al Jazeera. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would act immediately to close the Al Jazeera network's local office. The foreign journalists are banned from entering Gaza, and the Al Jazeera staff based in the Strip have been some of the only reporters covering the war on the ground. The Knesset, Israel's parliament, approved the bill, allowing the foreign networks considered a threat to national security to be temporarily banned. The ban would be in place for a period of 45 days at a time, which could be renewed. The law would stay in force until July or until the end of significant fighting in Gaza. 13 miners trapped in the ruins of Pioneer gold mine in Russia's far east region of Amur have been declared dead. The rescue operation at the Pioneer gold mine has officially been halted. 2 weeks ago, the tragedy struck the gold mine close to Chinese border in Russia. A devastating landslide buried 13 miners more than 120 meters underground. It sparked a desperate rescue operation. The operation was then stopped due to a high risk of subsequent collapse and danger to the rescuers. After the rescue operation ended, entry into the mine was restricted. Currently, specialists are preparing work to eliminate the threat of another collapse. Back home, in a heartwarming display of compassion and dedication, the Indian Army's Medical Corps has extended a lifeline service to elderly and immobilized patients in the remote areas of Chikthan in Kargil district of Ladakh. Despite the challenging terrain and lack of accessible healthcare facilities, a team of Indian Army doctors and paramedic staff from Forever in Operations Division have gone above and beyond to ensure that crucial medical assistance reaches the needy. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has said that isolated to scattered light to moderate rainfall and snowfall is very likely over western Himalayan region during next 7 days. They also said isolated light to moderate rainfall over adjoining plains of northwest India till the 5th of this month. The weather department also forecast that isolated thunderstorms and lightning over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh during the next 3 days, and over Uttarakhand on the 3rd and 5th of April and West Uttar Pradesh on 4th and 5th of this month. On to sports. In IPL cricket today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Lucknow Super Giants at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. Last night, Rajasthan Royals defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Rajasthan successfully chased down the target of 126, reaching 127 for 4 in just 15.3 overs. Currently, Rajasthan leads the points table with 3 wins in as many matches, while Mumbai is at the bottom of the table, losing all 3 of their encounters. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission appoints special observers in 6 states for upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses the election rally at Rudrapur in Uttarakhand, reiterates commitment to make India the 3rd largest economy. India condemns China for its repeated actions of renaming places in Arunachal Pradesh. 9 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh. Judith Suminwa Toluka becomes the first female Prime Minister of Democratic Republic of the Congo. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to face Lucknow Super Giants in Bengaluru this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.